With SRN News, I'm Tayshia Stevens. Former President Trump thanked Robert F. Kennedy Jr. for his endorsement Friday at a campaign event in Las Vegas.
I want to thank Bobby. That was very nice. That was really very nice. That's big. He's a great guy, respected by everybody.
Trump also spent time reclaiming his vow to generally lower taxes.
We will have no tax on Social Security benefits. That's a big deal. I don't know. I'm trying to figure for restaurant workers, it's no tax on tips, but the Social Security, no tax.
The Culinary Workers Union, a political powerhouse in Nevada, representing 60,000 service industry employees at hotels and casinos, has.
Also at SRNnews.com, authorities say an attacker with a knife killed three people and seriously wounded at least five others late Friday at a festival in western Germany.
The attack happened in a central square where bands were playing. Erlangen marked its 650th anniversary. Witnesses told German media that passers-by were stabbed at random. A huge manhunt is underway to find the attacker, who's not been identified. Roads have been blocked and residents told to stay indoors. The mayor of Solingen said the city was in a state of shock, horror and grief. He said he was praying for those still fighting for their lives. Germany's government recently promised to toughen knife laws after a rise in the number of stabbings.
Suffolk County District Attorney's Office says it will pursue homicide charges against a woman charged in a wrong-way crash that killed her 9-year-old son. Police say the 32-year-old is being held on $1 million bail. Officials say she admitted to taking meth while she was behind the wheel and driving without a license. This is SRN News. Religious freedom advocates issue a warning about Ukraine.
Lawmakers in the embattled country have passed a measure that will ban any faith group deemed by the government to be connected to the Russian Orthodox Church. The law is aimed primarily at the Ukrainian Orthodox Church, which has historical ties to Moscow and is suspected of supporting Russia's invasion. But critics say the new legislation will restrict religious freedom generally and will likely make it harder for Ukraine to join the EU. Michael Harrington, SRN News.
Florida's tourism marketing agency has removed the LGBTQ travel section from its website. Visit Florida is a public-private partnership between the state of Florida and the state's tourism industry. The state contributes about $50 million a year to the quasi-public agency from two tourism and economic development funds. Governor Ron DeSantis has been seeking to roll back the queer trans agenda. This is SRN News. At first glance, it looks like an unassuming farm, but there's more there.
Welcome to the National Animal Disease Center, located in Ames, a government research facility in Iowa where 43 scientists work with pigs, cows, and other animals, pushing to solve the bird flu outbreak currently spreading through U.S. animals and develop ways to stop it. Particularly important is the testing of a cow vaccine designed to stop the continued spread of the virus, thereby hopefully reducing the risk that it will someday become a widespread disease in people. John Scott reports.
A study suggests an experimental pill could help relieve menopause-related hot flashes. It's made by German-based pharmaceutical company Bayer. The research published in the Journal of the American Medical Association shows that the medication's effective as an effective alternative to hormone replacement therapy. It's estimated 75% of women suffer from hot flashes and menopause. More details at srnnews.com.